Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about helping their children dream big and think about their futures. And today, I want to talk with you about something that might surprise you. Your 6 or 7 year old is right in the middle of a wonderful developmental window for learning to set goals and imagine their future self. Now, I know what you might be thinking. My child doesn't seem interested in the future at all. They live completely in the moment. And you know what? That's actually perfectly normal. But here's the magical part. Their brain is developing the exact skills they need to start thinking about tomorrow, next week, and even next year. Isn't that amazing? Let me share what the magic book and the research both tell us. Between ages 5 and 7, something incredible is happening in your child's brain. Their executive function skills, that's the fancy term for planning, working memory, and goal-directed thinking, are actively developing. It's like watching a garden grow. You can't see it happening moment by moment, but every single day, new connections are forming, new pathways are lighting up, and your child is building the foundation for future-oriented thinking. Dr. Patricia Miller, a wonderful researcher from the University of Georgia, explains that planning abilities emerge through the integration of earlier developing skills. Your child has been building the blocks, learning to pay attention, to remember things, to control their impulses, and now those blocks are coming together to create something new. The capacity to think about the future and work toward goals. And here's what I find so beautiful about this age. Your child is learning that time exists beyond right now. They're discovering that their actions today can create outcomes tomorrow. That's profound. That's the beginning of hope, of aspiration, of dreaming. Now, you might be wondering, how do I support this development? How do I help my child learn to set goals without pushing them or making it feel like pressure? And that's such a wise question, because the answer is all about gentle scaffolding and playful exploration. First, let's talk about conversations. Your child learns about the future through the stories you tell and the questions you ask. When you talk about what you're planning for tomorrow, when you wonder aloud about what might happen next week, when you share your own dreams and goals, you're modeling future-oriented thinking. You're showing them that thinking about what's ahead is natural and exciting. Try asking open-ended questions like, "What do you want to learn how to do?" Or, "If you could be really good at something, what would it be?" Or, "What do you think you'll like when you're bigger?" These questions invite imagination without pressure. They're playful, curious, and they honor wherever your child is developmentally. Second, celebrate small goals. Your child doesn't need to plan their career path. They need to experience the joy of working toward something and achieving it. Maybe they want to learn to tie their shoes. Maybe they want to build a really tall block tower. Maybe they want to read a whole book by themselves. These are perfect goals for this age. They're concrete, achievable, and meaningful to your child. When you help them break a goal into small steps, when you celebrate their progress along the way, when you acknowledge their effort and persistence, you're teaching them that goals are reachable. You're building their confidence in their own ability to shape their future. Third, and this is so important, make sure your child has exposure to possibilities. They can't dream about becoming something they've never seen or heard about. Read books about different careers, different ways of living, different adventures. Visit new places when you can. Introduce them to people who do interesting things. Let them try activities and discover what lights them up inside. The research from Dr. Sarah Lindstrom Johnson at Johns Hopkins tells us that environmental factors, family support, exposure to role models, opportunities for exploration, significantly influence how children develop future-oriented thinking. You're not just teaching your child to set goals. You're opening windows to show them all the beautiful possibilities that exist in this world. Now, let me tell you about two stories from the magic book that can help with this in the most wonderful ways. The first story is called The Cave Where Dreams Grow Golden. In this story, Rumi and Freya discover a magical cave where treasures multiply when they're treated with patience and care. They learn that small amounts saved regularly grow into something magnificent. It's such a beautiful metaphor for goal setting. Your child will see that little efforts, done consistently with love, lead to big dreams coming true. After you read this story together, you can help your child identify a small goal they want to work toward. Maybe they want to save up for a special toy. Maybe they want to practice something until they get better at it. Create a visual way to track their progress. Maybe a jar where they add a stone each time they practice, or a chart where they color in a space each day. Make it playful and celebratory, just like the treasures growing in the cave. The second story is called The Dreamship Architects. Theo and Miles visit their father's generation ship office and discover that holographic blueprints respond to children's dreams. They learn that big journeys need spaces for wonder and purpose to grow across generations. This story introduces the concept of long-term thinking in such a magical way. Use this story to start conversations about what your child dreams about for their future. Ask them what they want to learn, who they want to become, what makes them excited about growing up. Help them see that their dreams matter and can guide their choices today. You might even create a dream board together, a place where they can draw or paste pictures of things they're curious about or want to try. Here's what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. Your child doesn't need to have their life planned out. They don't need to know what they want to be when they grow up. What they need is to feel hopeful about the future, to believe in their own ability to learn and grow, and to know that you'll be there supporting them every step of the way. The research is so clear on this. When children have supportive relationships, when they're exposed to possibilities, when they experience the joy of working toward something and achieving it, they develop confidence in their ability to shape their own path forward. And that confidence, that sense of agency, that belief in their own potential, that's what will carry them through their whole life. So be patient with your child's development. Celebrate their curiosity. Honor their interests. Ask them questions about what they wonder about and what they want to try. Share your own goals and dreams. Let them see you working toward things that matter to you. Model persistence when things are hard. Show them that setbacks are just part of learning. And most of all, help them understand that the future is something to look forward to with excitement, not anxiety. That growing up means discovering more of who they are and what they love. That they have time to explore, to try things, to change their minds, to dream new dreams. You're doing such beautiful work. By asking these questions, by seeking to understand your child's development, by wanting to support them in gentle, loving ways, you're already giving them exactly what they need. Trust yourself. Trust your child. Trust the process. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, with stories that help and wisdom that supports. Find the cave where dreams grow golden and the Dreamship Architects in the Book of Inara app. Read them together, talk about them, let them spark conversations about dreams and goals and all the beautiful possibilities ahead. Sweet dreams and big aspirations, my wonderful friend. Until our next adventure together. With love and starlight, Inara.